straight rent at 375. If you'll note, when we get to the support information, there is a subset of smaller department stores within that survey, and that smaller subset of stores, which actually from a square footage standpoint this store would fit into, actually gets less rent per square foot than the overall department store subject matter. So that was just simply to say that if we looked at this under that smaller subset, the value would be even less. And then, of course, the following page, it says straight rent at 330, and that comes from the Shopping Center Guide of Dollars and Cents, which is also part of the support documentation. That $3.30 rent probably is really more reflective of what I would call the old department store mall concept, where it was three or four department stores, depending on whether it was regional or super regional center. And so, you know, that is just simply to say that in a survey that, you know, these rents actually get, you know, in some cases much lower as you go along. So I've just included that for the purpose of saying that we've looked at this a variety of ways. The next page is called the tiered rent method. This is a little bit of an older way of a way of looking at rent. And this is, you know, would the sales really support this kind of rent? And that's what used to be called the 3-2-1 approach to rent, which would be 3% of the first $125 a foot worth of sales, 2% of the next 25%, and 1% of everything else. And so when you look at this kind of sales, you know, the rent really falls in that $3.30